The following is Stacey Serlo's talk, Design Doing, Creating a Digital Practice, from the 2015 Information Architecture Summit.
Hello, everyone. I want to start with a story told by a client of ours named Eric. He took his dog to the vet for urgent care, and the receptionist looked the information up by the dog's name, not Eric's. Then, in a seamless handoff, the receptionist sent the dog with the information and the patient himself to the vet in the exam room, and Eric didn't have to repeat a thing to any of those people. All the information and the attention followed the dog. Afterwards, the vet's office followed up with emails and phone calls and texts. They even set the dog's prescriptions up for him. They knew their actual end user. Isn't this what we do as information architects? We figure out who the real user is, and then we design solutions for that user. What if your workplace were designed to support all your colleagues working together to solve problems? As IAs, we can use our ways of thinking and working to transform our businesses. We can make them better at solving the problems of the connected world. Because right now, the big problem is not how to make websites work. The big problem is creating connected experiences across digital and traditional channels. Unfortunately, too many workplaces don't understand what you do beyond making wireframes. Take Jane, the IA. She's valuable because she sees the big picture and the little pieces. Jane's true superpower is she can change the game with her IA thinking and doing. What if you could plug that superpower into your business? What if you could change the entire design of how you and your colleagues work? Most businesses you go into these days, they have a poor design for how to solve problems and create meaningful change. You have design by afterthought, or design by fear of the consequences. As IAs, we can bring a better, more innovative, and more fulfilling design. Design by doing. It's what my group is bringing to the picture, not only for our clients, but within the company itself. The project that we're doing with Eric uses websites, social media, text, and mobile to help people stop smoking. The big challenge now is creating connected experiences for people across online and offline channels. No requirement session is going to solve this level of problem. We've got to get the clients and the team to actually do the work of design. This is design by doing. Eric's story about his dog came out of a design doing workshop. His staff shared examples of great or terrible customer experiences, and then they saw what they want in their quit smoking program, like empathy and information that follows along with you. Here's more about some tools we use. The Volt we did with Eric helps solve big problems by baking in client participation. Innovation mining is a way to uncover project innovation within our company, and we're also looking for where innovation should be happening but isn't. Hack days, competitions where cross-disciplinary teams solve real client problems and win fabulous prizes for themselves. Dry runs, so we're teaching ourselves to develop rapid working code in one day or even 1 hour sprints. Journey mapping, business origami, cross-channel heuristics. Use methods like these to bootstrap your way to becoming an agent or architect for change. I'll share a link to a handout. You might be saying at this point, though, that sounds well and good, but I'm just one person in a big bureaucracy. It is scary to be in our position. You want it to work, but do you have the power to make your business better at solving problems? You do. It's what I'm telling you. You have your IA thinking. Your methods and concepts are tools in your utility belt. Do not be afraid to use your superpowers. Trust your point of view, your vision, for what's important and what's next, and build a design-doing work environment where all your crazy and beautiful ideas become the normal way to work. Thank you.
If you enjoyed this podcast from the 2015 IA Summit, subscribe and check out the full collection at library.iasummit.org and on iTunes. The 2015 IA Summit podcasts are brought to you by the UIE All You Can Learn Library. The All You Can Learn Library will give you the skills and techniques you need for a competitive design advantage with 24/7 access to experts and UX topics. For more information, visit aycl.uie.com. That's aycl.uie.com. As always, thanks for listening.